Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay, I'm a spiritual mentor, a sound therapist, and a guide for you who are ready to reclaim your power, show your powers to yourself and to the world, and all with love and no fear. This program is an empowerment program where I bring spiritualists, scientists, musicians, artists, anybody who is at their gifts and using their gifts to serve others. And it's really for you. And if you are here, you have to be here. That's why you are here. My guest today, I'm excited to host her. It's the second time I'm hosting her on the program. Last program was on Spiritual Yada podcast. And it's Sherry Edwards. Sherry Edwards is the pioneer of human bioacoustics. She has a master's in education and she's a researcher, but she's an educator first, as she would say. She's named the scientist of the year in 2001 for her work in bioacoustic biology. And what is bioacoustics? I want to bring Sherry in and she will share this with us. Hi, Sherry. How are you?
Thank you for allowing me to be here. This is awesome.
It's an honor for me. It's an honor for me, and I hope for everybody who is listening after they hear to this program, because you are a godsend. You are a pioneer in this understanding that esoteric concepts and science, they come together. Many times for ages, science have been science and faith, or how you want to put it, we've been like butting heads, but I want to bring this today as another example of how, on the contrary, faith and science and spirituality, they go all hand in hand.
Thank you. I have a solution for that, sort of, because I speak to lots of doctors, you know, 500,000 people at a time. And my first comment to these people are, if you do not have an energy body, would you please leave? They sit there because they know they have to demonstrate their energy body to get up and leave. So it makes them think right off the bat, now I am energy. And how is that conducive to my life and what I want to be and where I want to be?
Wow, amazing. Well, the energy is everything. God is energy. We just spoke about it earlier. God is energy, and everything is in everything that we do. Everything that we do is energy. Sherry, could you please explain to the listeners about bioacoustics and what you do and how, and you have a unique gift that you were not born with it, right? You received it around the age of 6, you said?
Well, we really don't know where it came from. We know when it was awakened.
Ah, interesting distinction. Interesting.
A couple of different ways. I also had a near-drowning experience right around the same time. And there is an organ in my ear that got activated. It's called a sacculus, and dolphins have it. And I sometimes have trouble telling which way's up, you know, especially if I'm...
Like a vertigo?
Not really side to side. It's like going downhill at a really steep angle and swerving. I can't tell which way is up.
Oh,
so
wow.
Is it that sacculus? Was it the UFO experience? We don't know where it came from. Well, it messes up my ability to tell which way is up. It's like a dolphin has this activated so it can tell underwater which way is up.
Hmm.
And I sometimes have trouble with that, especially driving fast, going on curves and moving in really sharp angles. I cannot tell which way is up. It's really scary. The first time it happened, I had to hold on to the carpet in our RV to have something against my body because I couldn't tell where I was in space.
And that's because you were seeing. So if you wouldn't have your eyes open, would you still have that feeling, you think?
Yes, the world would be spinning.
Wow. Well, and you were talking about the ears. It's interesting because really within the ears, it's what we keep our balance, right? We have our balancing in our ear, and we have in comparison, for example, to dogs. Dogs have 18 different muscles and 18 different sensors in their ears. That's what I learned. And so, and we have two. I think one in each ear or two in each ear. I'm not sure, but. This is fascinating, and that started after your experience when you were six.
I really don't know. I just can't remember. I just know the effects of it. But you're talking about the ear. The ear creates something called an otto ear acoustic emission. Now, there's a guy named Cohen who's done a lot of studies with the ear. And this sound cannot be from just the distance or the diameter of the ear. But we can train people to hear the sound that the ear, they say, the ear makes. But I think it's really from the brain. And we have an article, If You Can Moan, You Can Tone. Because listening to that sound puts you in touch with other dimensions, the sound stream, and you can program yourself there. I think that is the vocabulary of God, and that's how we touch into it. So we teach people to listen to this sound so they can program. You said we're here because your words create your surrounding, your reality. What did you say? We create what we speak.
Abracadabra, that's right. Creating what we speak.
If you look at some of my vocal prints, I create pictures with my voice. And I think people have just forgot how to do that. But before I do it, I must listen to the sound in my ear. And so I think that's a way to touch the language of God. We had a lady that was in a coma, and nobody could figure out what was wrong with her. I said, send me a picture and I'll do a sound and see. And it ended up being a spine with a dark line through the spine. I said, did anybody check to see if she's bleeding in her spine? And she was. That was what was the matter. But my voice created that picture. And I think because I listen to that signature sound or God sound, I think that touches me to every other energy in the universe. I think that's where psychic ability happens. I think each of us are a cell in the universe, in God universe. Because think about when the old literature says God is omnipotent and God is omnipresent. That's the only way I can tolerate this, what's going on in our world today with all of this fighting and bickering. If people realize that this energy, that if they're fighting with one another, it's like fighting with a cell inside their own being. So I'm interested in helping people tap in.
That's amazing.
To that sound core.
Yeah, that's amazing. For you who are joining right now, I have a guest, Sherry Edwards. She's a pioneer of bioacoustics, human bioacoustics. She's from Ohio Sound Health Institute. And it's basically to support the work, and not to support, but to reinforce the work of healing through frequencies and sound. And the tools that we use to heal through frequencies and sound, and the body, that the body is actually its own self-sustaining machine, if you will. I hate to call it a machine because it's kind of desensitizes everything.
Universe. But what you just said, we run on frequency, and what we've been able to create, bioacoustics, life sounds, and it comes in several layers. What we've been able to create is like you take your car in and get it fixed, and it hooks it into a little electric thing, and it says, oh, well, your carburetor is this and your blah, blah, blah is this. We found a way to do that through your voice. Only through voice out, sound in, that dual communication protocol. We don't know yet. The eyes may give off light, but they certainly receive light. What other part of the of your system does that? Skin doesn't give off feeling, but you can feel your skin.
We have smell. We have a scent, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's like 60,000 cycles per second, and you identify, okay, that's cinnamon. I made that up. Mm-hmm. But what we do is take your vocal print, look at it under a microscope kind of thing that we built, and we can tell what sounds are there and are supposed to be there and match everything else, and what are the sour notes in your frequencies. We just had a lady that had bad eczema, and they were trying to treat her skin. And when we looked at her vocal print, she was radiation poisoned. So the computer told us, well, what we created as a computer. And then we give back those frequencies and the body heals itself.
That's amazing. I mean, there's so many, you're talking about this and so many things are coming up. First of all, abracadabra. I work with, my focus is voice, is what we speak, what we say. It's not enough only the words that we say, but what's important is the intention behind it, because just like in the class, I took the bioacoustic engineer class certified in there. And what is interesting is that we don't hear, and this is another question I wanted to ask you, is that trauma, as you said, is affects certain frequencies that we may not hear in our voice. And so when I say something or when I say something, I talk about a certain issue and I have some kind of an emotional attachment or an emotional unhealed place to that instance, right? So my voice will reflect certain frequencies that are missing. It'll reflect the pain or the trauma if it wasn't healed through the voice. Now, speaking with you like this, somebody may not notice it, but the computer is the program is taking the frequencies and finding all those missing parts or parts that are overextended. Let's say I'm trying to overcome something by saying something in a way that is eccentric, for example.
So, there's two books, The Second Coming of Christ and the Bible. And Luke, I think it's Luke 6:45. It says that you can hide your voice. You can try to hide your voice. But what's coming from your heart really is reflected by your voice. And here's a couple surprising things. Are you familiar with Kim Jong-un from Korea?
Yeah, for sure.
Korean?
Yeah, not personally, but I...
Well, he's known to be a dictator and a murderer. His voice is almost identical to Nancy Pelosi. Now, knowing that piece of information, and we've been taught that through religion and down through the ages, we can then see what Nancy Pelosi is really trying to hide, because Kim Jong-un is just saying it out there. He's the dictator. He gets to say what he wants. But you see with somebody like Nancy Pelosi, she's hiding, but the voice told on her.
She's probably not aware of it even.
No, you can lie with your words, but you can't lie with the sound of your voice.
So is that was where I talk about, an abracadabra, create what you speak. Is that the intention that comes through it? So how would somebody that was trained, let's say, to a lie detector, because isn't a lie detector finding similar things or in a different way?
Not from the voice, from galvanic skin response, that you sweat if you lie and things like that in your skin. Manifests a reaction, and that's what they pick up.
I see. Yeah. So this is the intention behind the words. When I tell my clients, to intentionalize and to think and to create, getting up in the morning where it's almost like an ocean that is a flat ocean, you know, in the morning when everything is still quiet. It's the place to intentionalize where I want to be and to imagine, to live that moment as if that is already here, and to say it out loud so I can hear it back. You know?
Yes. We have created a computer program called Nano Voice, N-A-N-O. We put it, I think, in the early 90s. And we asked, we originally gave it away, and then people started selling it. And so then we started putting a code on it so they couldn't sell it. But now you look at Amazon, they filed a patent on it, on what your voice means.
That's right. They took out a bracelet. They have a bracelet, and I don't want to give any commercial to that, but they took out a bracelet. It tells you how you feel, what is missing, just based on your voice.
Yes, and we put this in the public domain in the early 90s, so nobody could patent it, because if you put it out there without a patent, other people can use it freely. And so they're trying to capitalize on that. We are writing our own patent in a different way. But the Nano Voice, you can talk to it. It'll tell you about your perfect mate. It'll tell you who's lying. It'll tell you if you're lying. It'll tell you if you want this decision, you want to go out with that guy or this person, you want to take this job or that job. Because I think knowing the truth allows you to make better decisions.
Wow. It's amazing. Isn't the sentence that you have, you know, the more society shifts away from truth, the more it will hate those who speak it, right? It was George Orwell. And it's really what's happening now. And so basically this it's kind of like my own this ability to be able to be in this place and to find those frequencies, what works and what doesn't work. It's like my own future teller kind of thing.
Yes.
And this is what we have. We have this ability to reharmonize ourselves with Earth, because I believe we came here in complete harmony. We got a complete harmony of Earth. We have all the plants, all the herbs. I work with herbs as well. We have everything, and we are the cacophony. We created that mess with all that we are. Last time we talked about Hebrew, your connection to Hebrew.
Oh. I've not done anything with that yet because I got COVID. I got over it with the sounds, but I was down for a few days, not feeling like doing much.
Oh, well, and was that after the interview we've done?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. And you're feeling good now?
I'm feeling good.
That's wonderful. So you did frequencies?
I did, and we have them available for people if they want. It takes away the symptoms. It helps with the fatigue. And I got that bad kind where it was digestive.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't keep anything down. And it helped with that.
So did you use the LaCille song?
I did. And I also have another set that's in a tone box. It's much more potent. And so songs too are up on our site for people to download.
So the tone box is omitting frequencies or songs that have underlining frequencies?
It's just frequencies to entrain your brain.
Oh, that's amazing.
But we're all energy.
Yeah.
Like, I think everything with energy in one pot, that to me is God.
Everything what? I'm sorry?
Is God. If you put everything that has energy in one place, that's God to me.
That's absolutely right. You know, it's so fascinating because, you know, we tend to look traditionally or culturally, tend to look to the sky when we want to talk to God. But actually, God is where we are, where we sit. God is in the table. God is in this mic. Because you know, God is, yeah, like you said, God is energy and God is everywhere. So it is really, it's really a training. It's really a training of the, and you said last time, very interesting that if people will accept that everything is in that will accept that the healing with math and energy, then the Creator will reveal itself, himself, or however you relate.
My tongue's feeling a bit swollen. I don't know why. So I'm putting some sound on for it.
Please, Pooh, what are you putting on?
D sharp and A together.
D sharp and A. So D sharp.
Under here that controls your tongue.
So is that D sharp or A for that?
It's a combination. When you combine the notes, it gives you a lower frequency. If I wanted to do 4, we couldn't hear it. Mm. But I could do 12 and 16 and get 4.
12 and 16, I want to explain for whoever is watching. 12 and 16 meaning what?
Just a number. 12 would be a G and 24 is a G.
So when you're talking about the G, about notes, you're talking from a math standpoint or from a musical standpoint?
It's both. The math is turned into music when you relate it to an instrument.
Mm-hmm. That's true, because if I say 9, for example, if I'm starting an octave at C, and I'm saying 9, C9, I know it's a D, right? Yes. And then 10 is an E, 11, F, mm-hmm. and 12.
Yeah.
Interesting. What you're saying is reminding me of what I wanted to mention last time we were on the call, of the work I do with binaural beats, and I use that with the bowls, because the bowls are creating certain frequencies and overtones, the sound bowls. But what I noticed is, since I was young, is that if I put a frequency in one ear and a frequency in another ear, let's say I want to reach a theta state frequency, which I think is between 4 and 9 hertz, and I cannot hear below 20 hertz. So I would put 200 on one ear and 204, 205 in the other ear, and the brain automatically creates the interval of those.
Yes, you need to be careful. That works very well for right-brained people. But for left-brained people, unless the 4 divides equally into 200 and 204, you'll have a leftover sound.
And the leftover sound can create something different.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
But right-brained people don't mind it. Left-brained people get wigged out by it.
Yeah, is that where they're getting those sounds or frequencies that they cannot hear, they cannot process?
Because it agitates them.
That's right. So how would you explain when I play music, for example, G diminished or half diminished, where it plays the A sharp, and sometimes I would play the C sharp as well? Or because I read that you are talking about certain notes not to play together, like A sharp and G sharp. But if I'm playing a certain minor chord that has a 7, both the A sharp and the G sharp, or B flat and A flat, are being played at the same time.
I am musically ignorant. So what you're saying to me is just...
it's not...
I only know the numbers.
Interesting.
Okay, let me put that in numbers for you and see if we can find a mutual space.
Interesting.
If we start with C, 6 notes away is an F sharp.
Counting the half tones.
Well, we
did C sharp, D sharp, yes. E, F, yes.
So if we have F sharp, 1 back mathematically is F. 1 up, which is this, 1's a 5th and 1's a 7th. So from if we start with C, there's 3 notes that will counter it. F, F sharp, and G. The math of it, depending on what you want, a physical reaction, an emotional reaction, a past reaction, a future reaction. So see it as a circle. The C is at the top. 6 notes away is the F sharp. 1 jump ahead is the G, and 1 jump back is the F. That's the math of it for me.
I see. Well, interesting.
I went to a 4-room schoolhouse. We didn't have music. So I am musically left out. I only know the math and I know what sounds good. But if I had to create music,